بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. دعاء اليوم الثاني عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنه دعا بهذا الدعاء: اللهم قربني فيه إلى مرضاتك، وجنبني فيه سخطك ونقماتك، ووفقني فيه لقراءة آياتك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. This is the dua of the second day of the month of Ramadan that has been narrated by our noble Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the first sentence he says, Allahumma qarribni fihi ila mardatik. Oh my Lord, enable me to get closer to your pleasure and your satisfaction and your acceptance. What does it mean to get close to God? Does he have a specific place? Specific house, residence, so we can get close to him. This is, according to the ulama, scholars, they say this is not al-qurbu al-makani. Allah has no place that you get close to him. This is al-qurbu al-ma'nawi. This type of nearness to God, getting close to him, not physically. God is everywhere. أينما تولوا وجوهكم فثم وجه الله. Wherever you turn your face, 180 degrees, you can find God. You turn it to up, he's there, down, he's there, left, right, front, back, he's everywhere. There is no space that Allah is missing from it. Allah is in every space, every corner, every continent, every house. And if you want, he can be in your heart. But it depends on you and your invitation. Allah says, I'm not going to live in mansions or in a palace or in a castle. I choose to live in the heart, inside the heart of my true servant. لا تسعني أرضي وسمائي ولكن يسعني قلب عبدي المؤمن. But sometimes we extend this invitation to him, sometimes we decline, we tell him, sorry, no vacancy. No vacancy, because my heart is too busy with the dunya. I'm enjoying the dunya, leave me alone. I have no room for you, leave me alone. So, al-qurb min Allah, getting close to him, is not in a distance wise. It's not in miles or kilometers or feet or meters or yards or something like that. It is the spiritual distance to get close to God. And when you get close to God, what is the result of that? The result of that, he gets close to you and he will embrace you with his love, with his care, with his mercy, and with his blessing. And you would be called the agent of God. Many agencies, they have agents, they work for them. If you want to be the agent of the biggest agency in the whole universe, which is Allah, then you have to get close to him. And how far you can get to him, there is no limitation. There is no limitation. It depends on us. We can get very far from him through our deeds or misdeeds, through our sins. The sin takes us very away from him, very far from him. Or we can get very close to him through our good deeds, through our obedience, through our ikhlas. Sometimes the deed is not very big, my friends. The deed is not very big in size. It's very modest in size. But when you look inside this deed, it's full of dedication, earnestness, and ikhlas. Ikhlas. Innama, I mentioned this last night. Innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqin. When Ibrahim alayhi salam built the house was not that big at that time. It was made of bricks. Even today, when you go to Mecca, some people see Mecca in pictures, but when they go and they see the house, it's not that big. They think it's huge. It's not huge. It's very modest in size. So Ibrahim did not build a skyscrapers. He did not build a huge building. He built a very modest building. But listen to what he said. He said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. I want your qabool, your acceptance. Because I put not only my physical muscles into this house, I put my intention, my pure intention, my heart, my mind, my soul into building this house for you. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. This is what we must say in every act we present. Whenever you work for God, say, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. I'm working for you. I need you to accept this from me. Not necessarily people. Sometimes people would not accept, but I want you to accept this from me. Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, in some of his du'as during the Eid and the Friday, he says, Ya man yadnu ila man dana minh, O the Lord who gets close to those who get close to him. You want God to get close to you? You have to get close to him. You have to take these steps. You have to show him that you are serious. You need to get his attention, his love, his care. You have to begin this journey. He's available there. But you have to show him some goodwill gesture. Goodwill gesture. Now, what is his satisfaction? What is the difference between man's satisfaction and God's satisfaction and pleasure? Our pleasure, what is our pleasure? When we just ate now, alhamdulillah, we ate the iftar, you were hungry, you were waiting for the food and for the drink. While you were eating, you enjoyed the food. It induces you with sense of joy, happiness, pleasure, relaxation, peace. When you hear good news, open your eyes in the morning, you hear good news, you are induced with sense of a pleasure. It's an emotional status for us. It's emotional. Or when we, God forbids, when we hear bad news, you get sad. What is sadness? Sadness is an emotion. Emotional state. Happiness and sadness for us humans, they have to do with our emotions. It's an inner feeling inside you that either makes you happy or makes you sad. Is it the same with God? God has emotions? God has no emotions. God has no emotions. God has no physical shape. So what is his pleasure? How does he get happy? How does he get sad? When we say, Ridallah. Ridallah, it means the pleasure of God, the satisfaction of God, the happiness of God. What is it? Does he become emotional? He hears good news. He looks at his children, you know, the people doing good things, being merciful to each other. And then he becomes happy. Is it an emotional state? No, it's not emotional state. Or when he sees an act of murder, for instance, an act of sin or violation, and he gets angry. He gets angry. غضب الله لأنه لا يكون إلا عن غضبك وانتقامك وسخطك. Is this emotional state? It's not emotional. They say the pleasure of God, this is how they interpret that. They say, رضا الله تعالى هو إرادة الثواب وغضبه إرادة العقاب. The pleasure of God is reflected in His reward, in His bounties on His servants. While His anger is reflected in His punishment and retribution for those who violate. He doesn't have an emotional state. God does not fluctuate. We the good people, in the morning, you hear good news, you are happy. 5 minutes later, you hear bad news on the same iPhone, huh? The same iPhone with the same WhatsApp. Another text, it makes you very miserable, very unhappy. And then throughout the day, you fluctuate. You fluctuate, we are emotional. And this is part of us, part of who we are. We are humans, definitely. But God is not like that. God does not have emotions. God does not fluctuate. God is the same. However, when we do good, He decides to reward. This is His riba. When we do bad and we do not seek forgiveness, He decides to punish. And this is ghadab. This is wrath. And this is anger. This is the meaning of riba and ghadab. Now, if you read the Quran tells you the biggest success for the human is to receive God's pleasure. Because God says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ. This is chapter 9. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 9, Allah has a promise. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. God has a promise, made a pledge to those, the men and women who are believers, جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها. Paradise that rivers overflow from underneath them. ومساكن طيبة. And dwellings that are peaceful. Sometimes in this life we live in dwellings that are not peaceful. You don't feel the peace. The house is very good. Physically, it's very beautiful. But inside it you don't feel good. You feel something wrong going on. You are not happy. You are not stable. God says in paradise, when we put you in a residence, you feel good about it. طيبًا. You feel peace. You have no worries anymore. وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ. In the paradise of Eden. And then he says, above this physical gift, there is something spiritual, much bigger. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. God says, we give you residence, we give you food, drink, any, whatever you ask for. But above this, we will give you something that would really make you very, very happy, extremely happy. And this is the pleasure of God. Pleasure of God. The satisfaction of God. God says, I'm happy with you. And therefore, our imams and our ulama, they tell us that sometimes we commit a sin and God would forgive. Forgiveness is afu, afu. But there is something bigger than afu, higher than afu. What is it? We have afu here, this level. God says, I forgive you. Okay, I forgive you your sins. You came to me, you asked forgiveness, you pledged not to do this again, I will accept your forgiveness. I will grant you forgiveness. I will pardon you. Afu. But there is a level above afu. What is it? Al-rida. Allah says, no, not only I forgive you, I am happy now with you. But not all people are going to get to the second level. Many people, they get the first level. They get forgiveness, but they don't get rida. It's like, I'll give you an example. Some of those kids who misbehave with their parents, Then they come to the mother, the father, oh mommy, sorry, I'm sorry, I was stupid, I did this, I did that. But the mother is boiling inside because he did something very bad. She says, okay, okay, I forgive you. But inside her, she's not very happy. Inside her, she's not very happy. She does not have the pleasure, real satisfaction. She's not. She might forgive him, but inside, for forgiveness, which is reluctance, a reluctant forgiveness, not real forgiveness. Allah says, sometimes I forgive reluctantly to encourage you so you don't run away. Okay? But inside me, I'm not happy with you. The happiness of God should be our goal, not just the forgiveness. The happiness. When you go to Him, tell Him, Allah, forgiveness is not enough for me. I need happiness. I need you to be happy with me. Therefore, in the dua, we read this sentence in the dua. Ilahi, Ilahi, in lam tarza anni fa'fu anni. Oh Lord, if you won't be satisfied with me, at least forgive me. Fa'fu anni. At least give me the minimum. Forgive my sins. A true servant, my friends, should put in his or her mind every day God's satisfaction, not God's forgiveness. God's satisfaction. How to make him happy. How to make Allah happy and proud of us. He would be proud of you. He will choose you as his selected servant, part of the elite. You will be one of the elites. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. And this is not easy, because sometimes the pleasure of God conflicts with the pleasure of people. The satisfaction of God conflicts and it clashes with the satisfaction of the people. You need to do something for God. Your husband would not allow you. Your wife would not allow you. Your son would not allow you. Your neighbor, the community, the friends would not allow you. There is a clash. Always there are forces that pulls you away from God. Away from God. Allah says in the Quran, "Inna min awladikum." Allah says, part of your family members, your azwajikum wa awladikum aduun lakum. Aduun lakum. Some of your spouses and your children, they become enemies to you. What does it mean? Enemy, they are not carrying a gun. No, they are not threatening you with gun. They are forcing you to commit a sin every single day. When they force you to commit a sin, they are enemies. Not necessarily they are carrying a gun and running after you. They do not allow you to follow God, to listen to God, to obey God. They divert you away from God. They become enemy. إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوٌ لَكُمْ. Be careful. Who do you put first? Do you put God first or people first? This is a big challenge. Some people, they say, I will put God first no matter. Because at the end of the day, I am responsible before Him. Not before my wife or my father or my friend. Others, they are too weak. Too weak to put God first. Therefore, they put their friends first. Their family members first. They don't have that faith, deep faith. It requires solid faith in God. If you don't have that solid faith, you would always put yourself and others before God. Now, what happens if God is happy with you and you earn His pleasure? What happens? The results of that, you will see the results of that in your life. One of them is tawfiq al-ta'ah wal-bu'du anil-ma'si. He would enable you always, help you. He would help you and facilitate the journey of faith for you. So when you want to do something good, you find that path easy. Whereas that path for others is difficult. And when you want to commit something bad, you will find that path, the road that leads to that bad thing, evil thing, difficult. God makes it difficult for you. So you don't commit the sin. When you want to do good things, He will make it easy for you. I'll give you an example. We all love money. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا This is the statement of the Quran. God says you love wealth a lot, so much. You are attached to wealth. At the time of donation, some people, they remember God. They remember that they're going to leave this life. They're not staying here. Let me give this money so I can find it there when I cross the road. When I cross the bridge and get into the hereafter, I find. Because God says, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ When you dispatch and send it, تَجِدُوا You will find it there waiting for you. So for those that God loves, when they want to give, this picture comes to their mind. The Akhirah. The Qabr, the grave. They need the money there. They need this help and assist. So they give. For those that God does not like, not because He's a prejudice, because they don't care about Him. They have no relationship with Him. He makes it difficult. Even if they want to give $5, they find it difficult. Sometimes they take it out. Before they give it, no, let me put it back. One day I need these $5. Someone had paid, this one paid, that one paid. No need for me. They don't have tawfiq. They would not get this opportunity to pay. So if God loves someone, He will make the journey of faith easy for him or her. When they do ibadat, ta'at, obedience, good deeds, they'll find it easy, not only easy, they'll be happy about it. When they give, when they feed, when they shelter, they feel happy. Some people, when they shelter someone, when they give a penny to someone, they feel pain here and there. They have to take them to the emergency room. They don't feel good about it. This is one result. When Allah loves someone, when you are with Him, He will make your journey into faith easy. And your journey into sin difficult. This is one result. The second result of God's pleasure and satisfaction, يَدْفَعُ الْبَلَاءِ He will protect you against dangers. Today, one of our oldest friends in this community, who is sitting right now, he's sitting here, very honorable man, he told me how his son was involved in car crash in Washington, D.C. He almost died, him and his wife, in the car. But because this man is a nobleman, definitely he helps the poor, the needy, he pays charity, sadaqah, he recites dua, he does good things. God saved him last second. The father tells me, if you see the pictures of his vehicle, you would not believe that he survived this crash. For others, God says no. No protection. Because they did not turn to me. They did not ask me my help. They did not do good in their life. So when you do good, when you are close to God, God is going to act as a bodyguard, protecting you. The hadith says, the one who recites Ayatul Kursi one time, God assigns one bodyguard of angel to protect him or her. If you recite it twice, He assigns two. And the third time, God says, I am going to be his bodyguard. I'm going to protect him or her. We went with Dr. Misbah al-Duraini, the honorable man who accepted the school of Ahlul Bayt, last month in Sha'ban, and beginning of Sha'ban, we went to visit Ayatollah al-Ulma, the greatest marji' al-Wahid al-Khurasani. Sheikh Hussein al-Wahid al-Khurasani, he's 96 years old. The greatest marja in the Shia world today. So the Sheikh Misbah said to him, Mawlana, advise me. Give me an advice. He said to him, recite every single day 7 times Ayatul Kursi. I was sitting next to him, 7 times. And then every day recite Quran and send what you have recited as a gift for Al-Imam Al-Mahdi Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajah. Once, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Once you send it to Imam Al-Mahdi, it is going to be sent to all Imams and all the Prophets. You send it to one, it will go to all of them. Because Imam Al-Mahdi is the representatives of all the Imams and all the Anbiya. Dr. Misbah, when he came back to America, I went to visit him. He said to me, Mustafa, you know what? These 7 Ayatul Kursis, it worked. I said, how? He said, last Sunday I was involved in car crash on Freeway 15 between LA and San Diego. Deadly one. Deadly car crash. And I survived. Because once I came back, I started reading Ayatul Kursi 7 times a day. Protection. Allah says, this has the power of protection, Ayatul Kursi. The greatest ayah in the Quran. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Ayatul Kursi, dua, sadaqah, when you pay charity. When you pay charity, and I have seen this. I survived a deadly bombing in London. London, about 25 years ago. 5 minutes before that, the one, not me, the one who was with me, he paid sadaqah to a homeless person. £1. £1. He gave it to someone who was homeless. 5 minutes later, there was a huge blast. If you remember the IRA, Irish Republican Army, huge blast. The blast threw me 10 meters. When the police came, they were checking me. They were surprised. No injuries, no wounds. What? You are here. You are alive. I said, what happened? I know I am alive. I saw the light. I did not know what happened. They told me it was a bombing. 5 minutes before. This is I saw with my eyes. It's not a fairy tale. So when you pay sadaqah, God is going to protect you. As-sadaqatu tadfa'u al-bala' al-mahtum waqad ubrima ibrama. Sadaqah is going to defend you against the bala, the calamity, while the calamity is coming straight towards you. It's going to intercept it and defend you and protect you. This is the result of ridha Allah. When Allah is happy with someone, He will do everything to protect that person. Our deed has to be for Him. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, when the Prophet asked him to stay in his bed on the night of Hijrah, Imam Ali said to him, Ya Rasulullah, if I stay in your bed, you're going to be saved? You're going to be survived? He said, yes. With the permission, with the leave of God, I'm going to survive. Imam Ali said, Ya Rasulullah, I will stay here. As long as you are safe, whatever it takes, I'm going to give my life to defend you. And then the Quran comes. Chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 276. 276. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. This is the sentence. Among men, there is someone who gives his life. يَشْرِي, when you sell. When you sell it. He sells his life in return or for God's pleasure. ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And God is compassionate to His servants. Imam Ali said, I'm going to defend the Prophet, even if they kill you. Because he sought God's pleasure, God said to Imam Ali, I'm going to defend you and protect you too. Wallahu ra'ufun bil'ibad. Then the hadith says, or the dua says, وَوَفِّقْنِي فِيهِ لِقِرَاءَةِ آيَاتِكُ. O Allah, allow me to read this book during the days and the nights of Ramadan. Waffiqni. What does waffiqni mean? Waffiqni, it means that God has to give you this inspiration. Because if God does not give you the inspiration, you would never be able to read this book. I'll tell you a story. This is a true story. a group of friends in one of the countries, Muslim countries, they decided to read the Quran every single day, not together, separately. They made a vow from tomorrow, we have to read the Quran every single day. So they started reading the Quran. One of them could not read the Quran. The first day he failed, the second day he failed, the third day he failed. They came to him, they asked him, Fulan, are you reading the Quran? He said, no. Why don't you read? He says, I don't know why, I'm busy. They said, okay, tomorrow. He says, inshallah. Tomorrow came, he could not read. Next week, next month. Then they said, what's wrong with you? He said, there is something big wrong with me. I know why I cannot read the Quran. He said to him, what? He said, a story that happened in my life that prevents me now from reading the Quran. God is not giving me this opportunity. He said, I used to own a beautiful copy of the Quran. Very beautiful. Rare copies written by hand. And I used to carry it with me and read it every day in the night, during the day. And then I went to Hajj. Even when I was doing tawaf around the house of God, I was carrying this copy because I loved that book. I used to read from this book during the tawaf. Then one day after I finished the tawaf, on the way back to my residence, I stopped by a bookshop in Mecca. I was looking at the books. I found a poetry book. Poetry book written on the cover, Diwan Shi'r Yazid ibn Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. The poetry of Yazid, the murderer of Imam Hussein. And his poetry is all about alcohol and drinking and womanizing. And, you know. So he said, I decided to purchase this book. So I picked up this copy and I said to the seller, to the man in the bookstore, I said to him, how much is this? While I was asking him about the price of the book, he looked at my Quran. He said, wow, let me see this book. I gave him the Quran. He said, wow, this is great. Where did you get this from? He said, this is a gift, long time ago. He said, I want to get it. I said, no, give it back to me. This is my book, my personal book. I will not give it to you. He said, please give it to me. I'll give you any amount. I said, no. He said, then give me the shi'r back. Give me the diwan. Give it back to me. I'm not going to sell it to you. I said, okay. But then a second later, I said, maybe I would walk away and I would not find this copy of Diwan or Shi'r of Yazid, the poetry of Yazid elsewhere. This is my only opportunity. So I came back to him. I said to him, please, I will give you any amount of money. He said, no, unless you give me this copy of the Quran. Here the shaitan came to me and said, give it to him. I exchanged the copy of the Quran with the poetry of Yazid ibn Muawiyah. He says, from that day, even when I decide to read the Quran, something comes up and distracts me. Does not allow me to read Quran. This is the true story he was telling his friends. This is why I cannot read the Quran. Allah Ta'ala salaba at-tawfiqa minni. He took away the blessing, the opportunity from me as a punishment. We should not neglect the Quran, my friends. This is in your house. In your bedroom, take care of it because you need this. You need this book to testify before God on the day of judgment. This book is going to come and say, Ya Ilahi, Fulan and Fulan and Fulan, they took care of me, they read me, they respected me. On the other hand, Fulan and Fulan and Fulan, they dumped me there. They never cared about me. Allahumma akhbir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. وبلغ اللهم أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.